Hey, welcome to Intentional Living Today. Someone told me today is Groundhog Day. Does anyone know? Did the groundhog see his, did he see his shadow? Some of you are living in winter and thinking it's never going to go away. By the way, I'm Dr. Randy. Welcome to Intentional Living on Facebook and here on the radio as well. It got me thinking about that Bill Murray movie. Remember that a number of years ago? I don't know, way back maybe in the 90s, whatever. Groundhog Day. And Bill Murray, that's the character, would have every day the same as the day before. And you see him go through all his antics of what would you live like if every day was the same. And eventually at the end, he sort of relaxed and quit fighting the process. Well, we want to fight the process a little bit because let's face it, the last couple of years, it's been kind of like Groundhog Day for many of you. And maybe you feel like you've been stuck. You know, I refer to it as inertia. And inertia is nothing more than the tendency to remain in the same state that you're in. If you're moving in a certain direction, you tend to stay in that same direction unless there's a force placed upon it. Or if you're stuck and you're not moving at all, the tendency is to stay stuck. That's what inertia is. And I'll tell you what I want to do. I'll tell you what I'd like to do today in honor of the Groundhog Day experience is to ask the question in your life, if you have felt like inertia has overtaken you, either you've been going in a direction that you say, hey, I'm just keep going this direction day after day after day, and I really want to go in a new direction, or you just feel stuck. What is one thing that you've done, one thing that you're doing to break inertia in your life for God's glory? You want to tell me what it is? I'd love to hear it. This will help other people. I'll tell you what, Stephen, if you can, let's catch addresses for those who would like to leave their address with us. And I want to send you the one thing wristband from Intentional Living because you're sharing, hey, here's my one thing that I'm doing to break inertia or being stuck in my life. Give us a call. 888-888-1717 is the phone number. I think we all struggle with this at some level. We don't get into a rut easily, but once we get into it, it's hard to get out of. You know, I grew up in Michigan, and you all know Michigan cold, right? You're getting cold right now, and the mud turns to ice, and then you get the wheel stuck in the rut, and it's just hard to get out. You can go for miles driving in the rut and until all of a sudden you get a chance to get out of it. And so if you feel like you've been really struggling with that those experiences of inertia, feeling stuck, maybe being in a rut in your life, what is one thing that's helped you? Has it been prayer? Has it been people? Has it been a goal? Has it been a crisis? Has it been a decision? What is it that's made a difference? And again, I want to send to you, everyone who calls, you get on with me, I'm going to send you the one thing wristband because you're doing it. And I'd love to hear from you. 888-888-1717 is the number. 888-888-1717. There's two things that can get us to break out of a rut or inertia. One is what I call the aha moments. You know, the moments of insight. You ever have those? Like you're reading scripture or you're reading a book or you're in Sunday service and the pastor shares something or whatever, or maybe just in quiet meditation and prayer, it's like God reveals oh, wow, that's an aha moment, which by the way is a lot better than the oh no moments. You know what I'm talking about, Dave, an oh no moment where you feel like you got hit across the side of the head with a 2x4 because of a dumb decision maybe you've made or a path you're on or the people you're hanging around with or whatever. And those are two things that can help us break this inertia. And of course, I'd rather have more aha moments than oh no moments in my life. And so maybe what has been some of those moments that have helped you get moving in a healthier direction? Come on in and join the phone calls are busy. Want to get you on the air. 888-888-1717 is the phone number, the wristband. We're going to get to you. And quickly, we want to hear your one thing. All right, quick break. We'll be right back.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
The Intentional Living Cruise to Alaska will put you right in the middle of some of the most amazing examples of God's creation. And Dr. Randy Carlson, host of Intentional Living, will help you focus on making God a priority in your life.
I love Randy Carlson. I learn a lot of stuff from him. A lot of laughs. He is so funny. Yes.
Hi, this is Dr. Randy Carlson.
You know, when we're away from all the routine together on this cruise, we're going to be able to focus on God's intention for our lives.
Book your cabin for this once-in-a-lifetime getaway with Dr. Randy Carlson and special musical guest Mike Weaver of Big Daddy Weave. Book today with only a down payment and no cancellation fees through March 8th. And receive a special discount when you book online. The Intentional Living Cruise to Alaska, June 12th through the 19th. Go to theintentionallife.com.
And we're going to have a breath of fresh air by June 12th. That's what we're praying for, and love to have you be a part of the cruise. There was some of the details. You can check out the rest at our website. June 12th, we set sail for the Alaska cruise. Big Daddy Weave will be leading us in worship. He'll be teaching. I'm teaching. Evan Carlson, our ministry president, and his wife will be there. He'll be teaching. Be a great week. Again, go to theintentionallife.com. Lots of calls. Let's get to them. We're talking about being stuck in life. Either you are stuck or you're trying to make a break. Which is it? Let's go to Anita in Georgia. How are you doing today, Anita?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good, good. What is it? You stuck or you're getting unstuck?
I'm getting unstuck.
From what?
From negativity. I was just being so negative with, you know, I guess things in my past, shoulda, coulda, woulda kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And learning not to look in that rearview mirror anymore, to learn the lesson and to move forward.
So how are you doing that? What practical things are you doing to make that happen?
I'm praying a whole lot.
Okay.
Praying a whole lot and starting to forgive myself.
Right.
For things that, you know, I should have done, could have done, would have done, you know, learning that life is a process and allowing people that I respect to, somebody come alongside me and said, oh, Anita, you know, and, you know, cause I was being, just shut somebody down when they had a good idea or were making a point, I just shut them down. And it kind of just went in my spirit. And I told this person later on, actually happened to be my pastor's wife. Thank you. I told her, I said, you remember when you shut me down? And she said, yeah. And I said, thank you.
Mm.
Thank you. Because I want to be aware when I'm speaking negatively.
Good for you.
Because it's our culture.
Yeah, it is, and it's also a learned behavior, and I think of the passage in Ephesians 4 that reminds us to no longer be caught by the futility of the mind, Paul says, but instead to be renewed in the spirit of our minds. Powerful. In fact, the Bible says an awful lot. Paul goes on to say that we're to take captive every thought out of obedience to Christ, and then my life verse, Paul again, over in Philippians, so he's writing these different churches. And he's repeating a theme in Philippians 4:8 that whatever is true and right and admirable and praiseworthy, to be thinking on those things. Listen, I'll tell you something. As a counselor working with people over the years, it comes very quickly to the counseling room. Those that have a sense of positivity in their minds, in other words, I mean they're not in la la land, but they're thinking from an optimistic standpoint, or from those who are just dragging negativity into the room. And so you're wise doing that, Anita, and we wish you much success. And if Stephen, he'll capture your address if you like, and we'll send you that one thing wristband word every day as a reminder of doing the next right one thing. Jesse's on the line in Michigan. How you doing, Jesse?
Doing great. Yourself?
Good. Good. What's your one thing? Getting out of inertia.
Hey, my one thing is I quit drinking pop.
Well, pop, by the way, you use the word pop that immediately tells us you're from Michigan, right? I know I'm from Michigan.
Yeah.
All right.
Just was living the unhealthy lifestyle, lots of fast food practically every day for breakfast and sometimes lunch. And you know, got into that trap of that lifestyle of eating that all the time and had prayer last summer and felt like I was to at least start with not drinking pop. And that has pushed me into a better direction where I'm finally now eating much healthier. Haven't had fast food in a couple months and actually started exercising. So
how has it impacted you?
Well, my body, I feel better. My outlook on life, I think I actually feels better because my body feels better. So then my thoughts, I think, are more positive about not only myself, but life. I just feel more energized. And I honestly feel like it has made a difference in my spirit because I truly believe the scripture 12:1 that we present ourselves as a living sacrifice that includes our body. And I think that those two marry together.
Good for you. Was there a crisis that caused you to do this, or you just had an aha moment of saying enough is enough?
Yep, more of an aha moment. I was a camp counselor at a church camp this last summer and couldn't really participate the way that I would like to have and said, okay, enough's enough.
Good for you. Well, congratulations. And one of the things I think you remind us, Jesse, is that you do one step. And this is a key to intentional living. We talk about doing the next right one thing. And I talk a lot about living in the moments. And you're saying, hey, I'm just going to drop pop soda for the rest of the country. Okay. He's just saying, hey, I'm going to drop this one thing. Do you see how that led to other things? Let me tell you, this is the way we're wired. If you want to have a better marriage, just do one thing and see how that leads to another thing. It's an amazing. I mean, if all of a sudden you say, hey, you know, I'm going to stop being negative in my words to my spouse, you'll see how that then starts to lead to, hey, I'm going to start helping, or I'm going to start to listen, and one thing leads to another. So just taking that baby step of doing the next right one thing. All right, Jesse, thank you. Before we take the break, let me get Cindy on here from Arizona. Welcome to the show, Cindy. How are you today?
Great. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
And my big thing this year is encouraging myself and encouraging everyone around me.
Does that come natural for you?
It is with practice, yes.
Yes. Yeah, but some people seem to be wired just to be encouragers. What you're saying is you have to be intentional saying, hey, this is what I'm going to do and make it a habit in my life for this year.
Yes, and I noticed that it draws people. People are hungry for kindness and encouragement and hope, and it draws people to you. Yeah. And I had someone, a stranger yesterday that I've kind of made friends with, and he said, you've got a nice smile, and you're just so happy.
That's great. How has this impacted you? What has it done for you being more of an encourager?
It has changed everything. As you were mentioning marriage, I've noticed my husband's not real flowery with words, but I've noticed that I've been encouraging with him, and it's coming right back.
Interesting. You know what?
You know, it takes us a while to change, but if you'll do right, and the Lord says, encourage one another, build each other up.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm sorry, I think your cell phone just dropped there, Cindy. I'm sorry about that, but we got the message, encouragement. Build each other up. One thing leads to another. You know, and you talked about how this process can change our life. We know from research, you've heard it, about 21 days doing one thing sort of starts to settle in your mind as a habit. And the research is clear from did you know that there's a habit lab at the University of Southern California? According to what I researched, and they discovered, I don't know how they came up with this number, but 43% of whatever we do in a day is just habitual. In other words, we're not thinking about it. You put your shoes on, you don't think about it, how to tie the shoes, or sometimes even driving a car. You just do it by habit. A lot of things we do by habit. And sometimes those habits are good. They protect us. They allow us to live without having to think through every little step. But you know what? If we have the wrong habits and we do the next wrong thing or the next less helpful thing, those negative habits can change our lives in a negative way. And so one of the goals that I have in intentional living is to really focus on this doing the one thing, doing the right one thing. And asking the question today, you know, if you feel like you're stuck, what's one thing you could do, let's say for the next 21 days through the rest of this month of February, basically, what one thing could you do that would help you get out of that rut? You've heard negativity. We've heard food. I'm sure we could hear things about how we spend our time and resources and money and other kinds of things. But you know what? You can really see your life change in a radical way, and you can see God get the glory for it if you give it to Him, because it's Him giving you the strength to do it by working on some new habits. Okay, if you want to join in, we're going to be moving the second half of the show today. This is Groundhog Day, and we're talking about, you know, got me thinking about the Bill Murray movie, Groundhog Day, going around and around and around on the same thing. How do we get out of the rut? One thing that you're doing that's helping you break something that's holding you back. Give me a call. I want to send you my one thing wristband. Stephen will grab your address. We'll send it to you. Again, go to the phone and give us a call. 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717. Just two things. First of all, decide on one thing that needs intentional living in your life. I typed that up and Donna looked at it and said, that doesn't make any sense. And I said, well, it really doesn't when you read it that way, but the point I'm trying to make is this. What in your life and what in my life do we need to be more intentional with? And then secondly, here it is. We're talking about these two things, right? These two lines. And then do one thing in the moments of your life to fulfill that intention for God's glory and for your benefit. That is intentional living. And you know, that's really a key point of breaking this inertia in our life that can hold us back. And it's the teaching this month, an excerpt from the teaching that moments matter. That's the topic. Moments matter. And you know what? We'd like to send you an email copy, video and audio of this teaching, because success isn't a destination. Success is in the moments. I know a lot of people get their destination and have been unsuccessful because they had the wrong destination, or they didn't, in the process of getting to that destination, they climbed over people, went around people, went through people, and really lost a lot of things that God intended for them to capture something that was less important. So we believe that life comes down to success in the moments. See, doing the next right one thing. And so the teaching is yours. We'll send it to you. Members, you get it automatically. Those of you who join us in support this month, we want to get it to you as well. Just go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. And when you're there, you can click on that donate button. We will get this to you as a way of saying thank you for your support. Okay? We'd appreciate it. If you just joined us, this is the Intentional Living Center. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. We're talking about developing new habits to break the inertia of being stuck with the negativity, perhaps, of life, or bad habits or things that are keeping us from really doing what we know God would have for us in our life. And we're hearing encouraging stories. So let's get back to the calls. Deanna is in Texas. How are you doing today, Deanna?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. Appreciate your call. Go ahead.
What I called about today is it is so very easy to get stuck. And I, what I do to get unstuck is that I go to the prayer group and I pray for others. Mm. Because, excuse me, I'm so sorry. My own life, both of my parents are on hospice. Mm-hmm. And I have multiple sclerosis, and my husband has sarcoidosis of the lungs and myasthenia gravis, and we just keep going every day. And sometimes the best thing you can do when you're feeling stuck in that moment and life feels like it's weighing you down is to get on here and listen to your program. And to get into those prayer groups and step out of yourself and pray for others that are hurting. And then I think that you in turn feel healing because of that.
You've been an encouragement to me, Deanna, and I know this probably isn't what you, you look back in the years thinking, hey, this is where we're going to be, but you're right. When we're going through it, we got to get outside of ourselves. Can I, speaking of prayer, can I pray for you?
Oh, yes.
Father, I do pray for Deanna. She's listening in Texas, and yet we're all together. Thank you for Deanna's story. Thank you for the reminder of when we're feeling stuck and hurting, struggling. Sometimes the best thing we can do is to look outward and not inward. A lot of pain inward. And Father, I just pray for Deanna that you'll give her comfort. And we know if it's your will, that you would heal them. We ask for your will in their life. And be with her and comfort her as she's walking alongside her parents in hospice. And thank you for the privilege of having the radio station on the air to bring her music and hope and things that can lift her up. And I pray that you'll just minister to her and give her comfort today in Christ's name. Deanna, thank you for calling. I hope many people will be praying for you, okay?
Oh, I appreciate it. I appreciate you and all your staff and everything that you guys do because you make such a difference in the world. You really do.
Well, we appreciate the opportunity to do it. I often mention to my wife, we get so close to what we do. And I'm saying to the staff here, you guys that are behind, we get so close to what we do every day, we don't sometimes realize that just a message of hope, a song that we play, a word that is shared, if God's in the midst of it, and that's our prayer, how it impacts a listener. And so Deanna's message is for you guys. Thank you for your work. Okay, we're talking about getting unstuck in our life. Let's go to Joan in Arizona. Hi, Joan. How you doing?
Hi. How are you?
Good. Good. What is it you've been working on?
Well, about 2 months ago, I was walking my dog, and I was knocked down. And in being knocked down, I broke my pelvis.
Oh.
And I wound up in the hospital, and I was laying in the hospital bed on a gurney in the hallway because there weren't enough rooms. And I said, Lord, what is the purpose here? And I decided then I had two choices. I could either be angry and say, how dare this happen to me? Or I could completely turn it over to God and let him take care of it. So I turned it over to God, and, you know, he just gave me such a peace that, yeah, I was in pain, and that mattered, but he mattered more. So everybody that attended me or came to visit me or, you know, tried to help me, I tried to share the love of God with, and that helped me feel better. And that just, it kind of taught me that in my everyday life, the more I work for him, the better I feel. So that's my intentional thing. It was a wake up call, but, you know, when you don't have any choice, you either have to trust him that he's going to take care of it or not.
And we see a theme again, just like Deanna, getting outside of ourselves, looking to others. I think of Paul again in Philippians where he says, you know, listen, team, think not, I don't know if he said team, but he says, don't think only of your own interests, but also the interests of others. There's a very practical reason for that. We hear it psychologically and relationally. There's something that happens when we speak encouragement. We've heard that today. Getting outside of ourselves and helping others, praying for others. These are powerful things. Thank you, Joan. I appreciate it. Let's see if we have time for a couple more here. Julio's on the line in Arizona. How are you today?
Hi, Randy. I'm good.
Good.
How are you? I love your program.
Thank you.
I love your program.
Thank you. What is it? What's your one thing?
Every morning, I start off with prayer. That's the first thing I do when I wake up, thank the Lord, and then I'll listen to the verse of the day. And that just always, you know, seems to get me going positive, and it just brings that love of Christ, you know. It just fills me up for the whole day. And I've just seen that it just you know, like people around me will say, you know, you're always so smiling and, you know, positive. And it just, and I go, it's just, you know, God, you know, it's just God in me, you know, and just listening to him and his word. And that just, I feel it gets me out of the rut, you know.
Amen.
His word.
Well, yeah. You know, that's it says in scripture in Psalm 119 that thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. It's interesting. And in the Hebrew, that reference to a lamp to my feet means a dim candle. In other words, when we read the scripture, we get just enough light to see the next step. And that's a whole nother teaching on, you know, how do we take daily steps intentionally? But then the reference to it's a light to my path really focuses on the high beams. You know, it's kind of like driving your car at night. You put the low beams on, you can see a few yards down the road, just far enough to see what's ahead of you. If you turn the high beams on, have you ever noticed when you turn the high beams on your car at night, you can see those street signs way down the road, and they light up, kind of showing you where you're going. And so every day, getting up, reading scripture, Lord, be with me today. What's today? Staying focused on today. That's a powerful thing. All right. Hey, listen, we're out of time, but you've all been a great part of the show today. We've heard a lot, and much of what we've heard has to do with changing our minds and changing our behavior. And the reason we do that, listen, intentional living is about bringing glory to God, which then in turn brings benefit to ourselves. So thank you all for your calls to the center today. And a reminder to our team, those of you supporting the ministry, the Moments Matter Intentional Living lesson for this month will be coming to you by email, both audio and video, automatically. To those of you who are not members, but joining today in support of the ministry, we make sure you'll receive that. Plus, we have a very special bonus gift to say thank you for joining us. So go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. I want to thank the team that's helping out behind the scenes here. Thank you, Dave, running the controls. Steven, our producer, and Mr. Joel is in here helping out with the video recording for our Facebook. Thank you for that as well. And to all of our Facebook friends, thank you. If you have a comment you'd like to share, our comment line is open to you by calling 888-888-1717. Intentional living, the mission that we have, is to help you experience God's intention for your life. And when you do, you'll experience more peace, purpose, and direction in your life. Have a great day. We'll see you next time.